Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know David Hochberg. He is the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. You know about Team Hochberg. And I love when you come in because you're so passionate about what you do. Oh. But you're real. And you said people are calling your office for one thing specifically these days. What is it?
Yeah, we're getting at least 3 calls a day from listeners of this station, other stations in this market, regarding reverse mortgages. It's just an onslaught of inquiries because of the inflation.
People need money.
Our seniors who are experienced homeowners, I like to call them experienced homeowners, have outlived a lot of the experienced homeowners. You know, we had a guy that called in this weekend, outlived his retirement assets. Okay. 80 years old. His wife, I think, was 80 years old. They lived in a $250,000 home free and clear. Started running all the numbers. I started going over all the myths that are out there. He's like, I didn't know that. I go, that's why we're having these, you know, this in-depth. I mean, I spent the whole segment talking with him because he is in his 80s. He outlived his assets. He's got $5,000-$6,000 coming in a month of some type of retirement pension, some type of income. So he's a lot better off than a lot of our listeners. Because a lot of our listeners are at like $1,600 or $1,800, even with the COLA adjustment this past year. So I'm like, well, at least you got some money coming. He's like, yeah, but we've got some expenses we want to take care of. I'm like, well, you could tap out based upon the formula about $120,000 in his situation. So we called him up on Monday, and we're having further conversations now. My reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, put together this unbelievable free pamphlet of all the frequently asked questions. So all the crazy stuff that people think, the government's going to take my house. What if my kid doesn't want to do it? And what about all A through Z? We've got them all. I mean, we've heard them all. I've been doing this 21 years. I've heard a lot of the questions and a lot of the stuff I didn't know about with trusts and all that stuff. What type of trusts? What's good? What's bad? What can be done? So they have become more popular due to inflation. Things become more expensive. And as our listeners age in place, they don't want to move.
Mm-mm. Well, nobody. No. You've put your heart and soul into that house, your gardens. You know your neighbors. They shovel your sidewalk.
They don't want to move.
Yeah, and, I don't blame them.
And you know what? In-home senior health care is not cheap. Mm-mm. It is very, very expensive. Anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000, I've heard, depending upon the level of service that is being provided. Where is that money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you couple that with the fact that a lot of our listeners have their own challenges with bills that they're paying. I just read something. We have 70%, according to a CNBC report, 70% of our listeners have less than 6 months worth of emergency fund on hand. And like 20-some percent have no emergency fund. And another 25 or 26% only have a 3-month emergency fund. So mom and dad keep getting a G-note a month or $500 a month, and you can't afford that anymore. Your credit card bills are going up because of inflation, plus the Fed just jacked up rates from 3.25 to 5.5, and it's probably going to go to 6.25 or 6.5 after the next raise. Then come January 1st, call Ray Kaplan now. Don't wait. January 1st, your student loan payments are going to start hitting the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to start paying that. Where's all this money come from?
And that's what you said. You said a lot of people who are paying for student loan debt also are the people that are taking care of their parents and
sure,
sending them that cash every month.
There's only so much money. As I said with Bob earlier today, there's no money fairy that's going to pop out of the ground and sprinkle dust over your debt and make your debt go away. Okay, it hasn't gone away in the past 36 months. It's gotten worse over the past 36 months because of inflation, and your minimum credit card bills are now going up. And if you have a home equity line of credit, which is tied to prime, and prime has gone up over, it'll be almost 3 points after the next round. It'll be 3 points after the next round. Everything's costing more money.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's only so much to go around. And if you're an experienced homeowner and you're sitting in a home and you own a home that's free and clear, which a lot of our listeners own a home free and clear, or have a small mortgage with a payment tied to it, you could use that reverse mortgage to eliminate that payment by paying off that mortgage and freeing up all of that liquidity.
Okay, let's do fact or fiction here. Okay, reverse mortgage, fact or fiction?
Yep.
The bank or government will own my house.
That is fiction. You still own the home. If there's a mortgage on your home now, you own the home. Reverse mortgage is a mortgage. The homeowner owns the home. The banks don't want to own any more homes. I heard foreclosures are up. Breaking news. Been predicting that for 8 months. And the government, if you haven't noticed, they got enough problems. They don't want to own any homes. So the homeowner owns the home with the reverse mortgage.
David Hochberg, Team Hochberg in the station right now, in the studio. Fact or fiction, reverse mortgage. The bank or government will kick my spouse out of the house if I die first.
No. If you take out a new mortgage, that used to be the case. It's no longer the case. They got a ton of bad press. It was a dumb rule. They changed that rule about 10 years ago. So both spouses are on the loan now. If you outlive your spouse, you could live there. And vice versa. If your spouse outlives you, and your spouse could live there, nobody's getting kicked out of any home. That's been changed.
Fact or fiction, I can leave the house to my kids when I pass away.
Fact. 100% fact, if there's a reverse mortgage balance on it, all your kids have to do, they have two options.
Okay.
Okay? They either take out a new mortgage to replace the existing mortgage, or your kids could sell the home, pay off the existing mortgage, and if there's equity there, like a regular forward mortgage, they could walk away with the money in the event they don't want to keep the house in the family, they don't have any use for the house, whatever. But if you want to leave your home, you could still leave your home to whoever you want. Some of our listeners want to leave it to a charity. Great.
Right, right.
Charity gets it. Charity then, you know, goes into a sale process with the realtor. Realtor sells it. Title goes there. Tax credit goes there. Mortgage gets paid off. Whatever left after taxes and title and transfer goes right to the charity.
855-56-DAVID or check out 56david.com. A couple of people are lined up on the phone lines. They've got questions for you, and we'll continue our game of fact or fiction when it comes to reverse mortgages. What's going on, Mary?
You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife.
If you have a beautiful house, we're going to talk about the second installment of property taxes coming up. Somebody sent in a text and said, ask David about that, please.
What a mess.
That's what I hear. But first, Scott wants to jump on the radio with you. Hey, Scott, you're talking to David Hochberg from Team Hochberg.
What's up, Scotty?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, David. David, if I get a reverse mortgage and 2 years from now I said, okay, I've had enough of the winters here.
Yep.
What would happen? Can I sell the house?
Yeah, it's like any other mortgage, Scott. You order your real estate attorney who's handling the transaction, the title company handling the other transaction. You'll present them with the mortgage statement. They'll contact the mortgage company, whoever your reverse mortgage servicer is, and order a payoff. They'll get the payoff. The payoff goes on the closing disclosure. When the loan funds, the current loan will get paid off like any other mortgage. It's a mortgage. The only difference, Scott, is you don't have to make the payments if you don't want to. It's essentially what we did with forbearance. That is what a reverse mortgage is. The best thing that could have happened to the reverse mortgage industry is the forbearance during COVID, because the experienced homeowners didn't make the mortgage payment and their kids didn't make the mortgage payment. And the easiest way to describe a reverse mortgage is it's basically a forever forbearance that you don't have to pay. There is a payment tied to it, Scott. It gets added to your loan amount. So your balance grows instead of goes down. That's the only difference, buddy. And when you move, when you move, the title company or your attorney orders a payoff, loan gets paid off like a forward-paying mortgage. No different.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Hochberg, you get all riled up. I think you scare some people sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do.
He's like, okay.
You know what it is? It's just...
He's fired up about it.
I tried to get my folks into a reverse mortgage.
Oh, see? This is what it is. I did this with my mom, too.
I tried to get my parents into one. And at the time, unfortunately, we did the counseling or ordered the appraisal. The home didn't appraise for what we needed it to appraise for based upon my parents' age at the time to qualify. Do you really think I'm going to put my mom and dad into a product that's not safe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that they would have been into, that I paid for the counseling. counseling, and I paid for the appraisal because, you know, that's what I did during the transaction. And if the appraisal came back $50,000 more, my parents would have taken out a reverse mortgage. And this was 12 years ago, I tried to get them into a reverse mortgage. There's nothing. There's just so much bad information. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing. It's just like a regular mortgage. So, okay, here, you know, you asked me a question when I came in. Well, yeah, you know, the kids sometimes don't want to do that because it's eating into their equity. Or we have the experienced homeowner saying, yeah, you know, I want to leave my kid the house. I told him I was going to leave the house. I'm like, okay, but you need $5,000 to $7,000 a month to take care of yourself. You need somebody to come in here to straighten up the house. You're not going to go out in the wintertime to get the mail, right? Last thing we need is you falling down, breaking a hip or something. Make your meals, make sure you take your meds and do all the things to make sure you're safe, right? I want to leave the house, Johnny and Sally. I go, that's great. Is Johnny and Sally writing the 6-7G check every single month so you could live your life out without any stress and without any danger of living in the house that you've lived in for the past 20, 30, 40 years? No. I'm like, well, when Johnny and Sally start writing you the check for the $5,000 to $7,000, then they've got control over what you do with your house. Right now, you need this to survive safely and live in this house.
We always told my mom, we don't want your money. Just be happy, live, be healthy. We're not relying on that. That's not what we want. But
that's you and your brothers and sisters. There's a lot of brothers and sisters that are waiting for mom, you know, are behind mom walking down the stairs having second thoughts in their head. You know what? Hey, you know what? What happened?
She
missed the step, right?
David Hochberg, you can reach out to him. It's Team Hochberg. Okay, back to fact or fiction. The money taken out of my home is all tax-free.
100% right. 100% fact-free. Oh. 100% fact tax-free.
Okay.
Yeah.
We cover that you can leave the house to your kids when you pass away.
Fact.
Fact or fiction on reverse mortgages. I do not have to make a mortgage payment and I can defer it like as if the loan was in forbearance. And that's what you just said. And that's
right.
True?
100% right. That is the basis of a reverse mortgage. You have to make taxes, real estate tax payment, the homeowner's insurance payment, and the condo association or the planned unit development monthly assessment fee. That's it. You don't have to make the mortgage payment if you don't want to or don't have the funds to. That's hence the reason you're going into the reverse mortgage to defer the payment and free up capital every month to live.
56david.com is where you can reach out to them. Somebody just said, which has higher interest, reverse mortgage or home equity?
Home equity line of credit. Right now, the home equity line of credit has a higher rate. The start rate on the reverse mortgages are around 4. The start rate on a HELOC, if you're tied to prime, is going to be in the high 5s. It'll be in the low 6s the next time the Fed changes the, does whatever they're going to do to the prime interest rate, going up three quarters of a point to a full point. Who knows?
Fact or fiction with reverse mortgages. Closing costs are higher than traditional forward-paying mortgages.
Fact. That's one of the drawbacks. The closing costs are 2 or 3 times higher than a traditional mortgage, depending upon your loan amount. So that's the only drawback. But the benefit is, again, you're typically eliminating a payment altogether, or you're freeing up liquidity capital out of your home to put to use someplace else.
Another texter, does a reverse mortgage change if the value of your home changes?
Not if you already have one, but if you're going to get one, yes. It's based upon the appraised value. It's based upon 100-year life expectancy. So the older the borrower is, based upon the younger of the two borrowers. So if one borrower is 85 and the other borrower is 81, the calculation is going to be based upon the 81-year-old's age because they're younger, right? So it's 100-year life expectancy. So the closer you are to 100, the more money you're going to be able to access out of your home. So we're all going to pass away eventually, and they figured the homeowners that are older or pass away sooner, so they're going to give them access to more money. Not trying to be morbid here.
But it's just what it is.
It's an actuary table, and the older you are, the more money you'll get. So an 85 and an 81-year-old will gain access to more liquidity out of their home than a 62 or a 65-year-old, right? So it's just math.
So here's the deal. Call David, get that pamphlet, talk to somebody on his team, 855-56-DAVID. Yeah. And we've got like a minute left. What about the second installment of property taxes?
Yeah, it's really screwed up. I put a text into Maria Pappas, good friend of the show, good friend of the station. She was hopping on a plane to go on vacation a couple of weeks ago. They're pushed back until the beginning of next year, which is a major, major problem. if you're refinancing, not too many people are refinancing right now because the rates are so high, but if you're looking to sell a home or buy a home, you're going to have to put taxes in arrears because the tax bill hasn't come out yet.
How is it that this county
Cook County. It's Cook County and L. Don't even get me started, okay? This Cook County is so screwed up. Here's the problem. If it doesn't come out until January, okay, February, okay, second installment's due February. Okay, so let's do some quick speeding up here, right? So it's supposed to be due now, so everybody's got their taxes set aside. The banks are sitting with billions of dollars of money to send to the county because we're so rich here in Cook County that we could avoid, you know, collecting billions of dollars in real estate taxes. Then you hit January 1st, you got your student loans hidden. Then you hit January 1st, you got the credit cards hitting from the holidays. And then you got a double tax bill hitting if you're not escrowing your taxes. You got a double real estate tax bill hitting in February. It's going to be a complete, utter disaster.
It seems kind of backwards, David.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding you.
Of course it's backwards. It's Cook County. I mean, give me a break. This county is so screwed up, Steve. And she asked me that question going up against the break. She knows she had to cut me off because she got a heartbreak at the top of the hour.
Yeah. 56David.com. You're telling me at this time where you should be going to news and you want me to pick up a phone call? Okay, he's making the call. Susan, you're on with David Hochberg.
Hey, Susan.
Hi. Love your show. But I have a question, David, for you. My mother-in-law passed away about 5 years ago. She had a reverse mortgage. The house did not sell in 1 year. So they were going to just take the house and it was going to pretty much go into foreclosure because the mortgage company is out of state and they don't care about the upkeep or anything of the house.
Right.
So the family members put in money to
buy the house,
pay the rest of what needed to be paid, and then we had to sell it ourselves. Is that still true?
Well, here, I think you got horrible information. I wish you would have called me earlier. I would have. So in that situation, if it was upside down, there's a rule that says a family member could buy the house at 95% of the current market value. Okay, by bringing in the money, I would have just let the reverse mortgage company handle the sale because there's mortgage insurance built into every one of those transactions. So in that case, in that scenario, it does not get left to the kids. So the money that you brought in, I would have advised you to just let the servicer sell the home and the mortgage debt goes into the ground or into the urn or goes away when the homeowner passes.
No,
and I'm not trying to be, you know, morbid.
Gotcha.
It's just, I think you got horrible information. Wish you would have called me sooner, Susan, because I wouldn't have paid that mortgage current. I would have just let it go.
855-56-DAVID. You got to love him. Call him. Hey, the Chicago Blackhawks preseason schedule includes a home matchup in Milwaukee. For the first time in nearly 30 years, the Home Away From Home series takes place at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum on Sunday, October 2nd. You're a big Blackhawks fan, aren't you?
I ain't going to Milwaukee.
That game is against Minnesota and tickets sold out in minutes. So yeah, we're giving you the chance to win the tickets and an overnight stay at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. We've teamed up with our friends at Visit Milwaukee. So for the Home Away From Home Chicago Blackhawks ticket giveaway, visit WGNradio.com/contest, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Steve's newscast next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.